two things. One, I didn't think I would be this nervous.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, an emotion I didn't expect to feel. And secondly, the three of you look like you're going to a mobster's funeral. You look ridiculous.
I look like the guy that you want to bring a second cannoli after a working lunch because I'm representing your cousin in court that day.
So yesterday...
I'm at Carmine's. You can see me, right?
If you missed it. We were talking about the Met Gala, how expensive the outfits are. We were talking about what's the most expensive, fanciest outfit we had in our closet. So the guys were talking about their suits. Raven is wearing a pinstripe suit and a vest, and so is Sean. The fact that both of you own vest suits is beyond me.
It's like we're both in Peaky Blinders. We're in the same English gang.
Yeah.
We rolled in at the same time.
Producer John looks like... It's too big.
He's a substitute teacher.
No, you know what? I'm also a mafia lawyer, but you're representing the Don, Raven. I'm representing the street level guy that they know they're going to send to jail.
Right. He's the one that goes in there to tell the fall guy where to sign.
Right. They don't spend a lot of money on this guy.
And we're going to, of course, be putting up all these videos and pictures up on our Instagram and Facebook. If you're not friends with us yet, you can find us at Anna and Raven. The most expensive, fanciest thing I ever have is my wedding dress. I wore it my wedding day. The night of my wedding, my mom came to our hotel room and took it because we were leaving for our honeymoon the next morning. She had it preserved. She paid a lot of money to have it reserved.
I mean, it's sealed in plastic. I'm sure that they added something in the box to keep it clean.
It says virgin white acid neutral. I don't even know what that means. I've never seen my wedding dress again. It doesn't even have a window on this box.
Yeah, I can understand why she would be upset thinking about you opening it up for something like this.
Oh, the first thing she said, but what happens when Hayden wants to wear it to her wedding, my daughter? I'm like, Mom, I'm like, I'll reseal it later. But we got an email just now from Pamela.
Yeah.
She said, my sister opened her wedding dress recently. She's been married over 40 years. It was in a sealed box. It was orange. What if I open this box and it's orange?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll have a nervous breakdown.
Oh, my God. I'm rooting for you. I don't want to see something like that happen.
All right. I don't know how long it's going to take, so let me just start doing it.
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
All right. A lot of layers of plastic here.
John, do you have a matching vest for that suit?
There's no vest for that. I got this when I was 24. There's no vest when you're 24.
Right, you're right. Part of the casual nature, too, is maybe like the tweed style tie. Although I grabbed the wrong tie. This is not the tie that I, you know, would wear with this suit.
You have a tie that's worse than that?
Yeah. No, I have a tie that's like, that's how...
That was so unnecessary.
You better be careful, all right? All right, you better be nice right now. If you open that thing up and it's orange, you'll know that that was God smiting you for your smug comment.
It's true, though. Now that I'm looking at it, that's definitely a navy tie.
It's a terrible tie.
That's not a good tie.
Terrible tie with this outfit.
I would have not noticed that if you hadn't said anything.
Well, I mean, I grabbed it at 3 in the morning, so
Raven said before, we're having a taco lunch today at the studios. He's like, are you going to wear your wedding dress to the taco studio? I don't even want to put my bare feet on this rug in my wedding dress, let alone do
anything. I'm going to wear it to the taco party, and everybody's going to be like, what are you so dressed up for? And I'm going to be like, what are you talking about? Where's your suit? It's Cinco de Mayo. What are you wearing?
This is it. Oh, we're going to find out. Is it orange?
I mean, are you just supposed to pull it out like that?
Please be orange.
Hold on. There's a second layer.
Oh, there's another box. Doesn't this feel dangerous now that there's a second box?
There's a second
and
box.
And a second plastic bag.
Oh, my God. All right. Give us a couple minutes. We'll come back, and we're going to open the mystery box inside. Oh, my gosh.
Starting to feel wrong now.
This thing is so thick. I don't know who's more nervous, me or Raven. You seem so nervous about it.
Well, I mean, before I thought it was just a funny idea, and then I, you know, really had to consider your mom's feelings, and then you brought it in the box here, and it all seems so official at this point.
Yeah. 17 years ago when I got married, the night of my wedding, my mom took my wedding dress to get it preserved, and I never saw it again because I went on my honeymoon, and it's been in this sealed box with no windows for all these years.
Mm.
And we were talking about the most expensive thing you own in your closet, and I said, my most expensive thing I wore once and never saw it again. So we finally figured, let's open the box. You know, let's see what's in it.
Sure.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Anna, did you already open up your wedding dress?
I'm looking at the second box right now. I'm about to open it.
I'm just sitting here thinking, your daughters are missing this.
My daughters, Hayden asked me last night if we could open it ourselves last night.
Mm.
And I said, no, mommy has to do it on the air because she's committed to her job.
What a sellout.
I know. Why am I a sellout?
Look at the choices we've made here.
As I'm sitting here listening to you, I'm thinking to myself, she's going to regret this. Your girls should be seeing you, not everybody else. It doesn't matter what we think. It matters what your girls think.
I did tell her the second she gets home from school today that she gets to try it on. I did tell her immediately because she's been dying to try it on. So I told her she could 100% do that.
I was just I was just giving my 2 cents before you opened it up.
No, I agree with you, but it's amazing what the station will make me do for ratings.
All right, long enough. Let's just let's get to it. If you're doing it, let's do it. Let's hope we don't get struck by lightning here.
All right, let's go. So
the ground doesn't.
I feel like I should have gloves on. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, no.
All right, whatever. Let's just do it.
Yeah, at this point.
I just licked my fingers and had a snack.
Oh no!
All right, here we go.
Not the best idea, but
all right,
get it out.
It says preserved in heirloom.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Please be the right dress. Please don't be orange. Please be the right dress. Please don't be orange. Okay, ready? I can't figure out how to open the box.
My gosh, it's got like those difficult handles.
Why is it blue? No, that can't be.
No,
right.
No.
No, it was just the cover of the box.
The box with the window.
The window
film
was blue.
I thought it was a blue dress.
Oh my God.
That would have been amazing had it been blue.
My heart just stopped. Oh my God. My wedding dress.
Oh, it looks like it's in really great shape.
It is. Oh my gosh.
Now that dress to next to your frame right now, I'm not sure. Well, I'm sure it's going to fit great.
What?
Stop.
So
it's going to look great.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
I did not wear Spanx or a corset today.
Good.
I didn't think about that earlier when I was getting dressed. I was approximately 20 pounds lighter on my wedding day.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 25.
This is going to happen.
I don't think that my chest is as perky as I was 17 years ago, so I'm not sure how the strapless is going to work. But I don't know. But look at it. Do you love it?
It's a beautiful dress. Yes, it's very nice.
Very wrinkled. For some reason, I didn't think it would be so wrinkled.
Well, I mean, it was folded up inside a box. And I'm sure that they put some sort of preservatives in there or whatever, sprayed it with something or whatever.
All right, I'm going to go put it on.
Yep.
Should I go put it on?
Yes, go
all right.
Do that.
All right,
let's
I'm gonna
get
go
the big reveal
it.
Next.
Coming up. You know what's the saddest part about all of it?
That you don't look exactly like the Queen of England?
I don't love it as much as I used to.
Oh.
And I think that I imagined it in my head and my wedding pictures and like so much so that I always thought when this moment came, I would fall in love with it all over again. And the first thing I thought when I opened it was, I would never pick this to be my wedding dress if this was today.
Now, I mean, you're saying that to me now, and I have to believe you if you're telling me that you thought that, you know, that was your first impulse. But of course, now you've also tried it on and, you know, had a little difficulties.
So here's what happened. So if you missed it, when I got married 17 years ago, my mom came and took my wedding dress the night of my wedding, and she took it to get preserved. She did it while I was on my honeymoon. I didn't know she was doing that. So when I came home, I never saw my wedding dress again.
Bye-bye, dress.
Yeah, and the box that it's sealed in has no windows, nothing. So it was basically just a big, giant white box that I knew that it lived in. And for years, I've been saying, man, I would love to see my wedding dress. So finally, Raven and I decided, you know what? We were talking about the Met Gala and expensive, fancy clothes you own and what's the most expensive thing. Right now, all the guys are wearing their suits right here. Raven looks like a mobster.
I'm like a mob lawyer.
Right,
that's
exactly
what I am.
So we unboxed my wedding dress, and we were getting all these messages that were making me scared. Somebody saying that they opened theirs and it was the wrong dress. Somebody saying they opened theirs and the dress was orange. It wasn't white anymore.
When we opened the second box of this one, it actually had a blue film in the window.
I almost had a heart attack.
I thought the dress was blue.
I thought
blueberry blue.
I thought it was like a Cinderella. Like, I was like, did they make it a Cinderella dress because it's blue? So anyway, Raven had to was
randomly
given
the, made your dress into Cinderella.
I don't know.
Okay.
So Raven was given the task of zippering me up, which is not a job you want to give to a random guy, for the record.
Yeah. I mean,
and he laughed so hard.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then he started offering things like duct tape and staplers.
If I had a paperclip, I could have tied the two ends together. Or like if you hang a muffler with some mechanical wire, you know, here's the thing. If I had to pull any tighter on that dress to get the top hook on the dress, it would have undone your bra. And then it would have been really dangerous.
But here's the exciting part. It fits on my waist, which, I mean, I guess is good. But why is my back so big? Like, when did my back over these 17 years expand? Or is that just where I gain all my weight? Like, does your back grow? Does your back continue growing?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But here's the thing. We're going to post pictures and videos of all of this and what this looks like on our Facebook and Instagram at Anna and Raven. And you can check it out there.
And it will live there forever.
It'll live there forever. But I don't know if I should post mine because I can't close the back. I'm just holding it up. Like, I don't know what to do. And do you still like my dress? I loved this Remacro dress. And now I have it on. I'm like,
It looks very nice.
Well,
it's a beautiful dress.
You're my best friend. You have to say that.
See, if you put some shoes on and stuff, it would fit different. You would feel different.
Oh, look and at then, all the stains on the bottom. Those are stains from, like, on the dance floor.
People spilling drinks and whatnot on your dress. Right. See, now what we're going to do is we're going to get you a very aggressive, like, back fitness regimen.
Okay.
And then when you complete that, you can try it again.
We'll do that.